defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. This is the, we'll call this the NASGW edition of the show today because I'm down here in Orlando, Florida. Very, very early flight this morning. I was getting up when you were going to bed. Regardless of what coast you lived on, it really didn't make any difference. But nonetheless, I was down here in Orlando today at about 7:15 a.m., right smack on time. And I want to thank Spirit Airlines for getting me here in one piece. They were great for a number of different reasons. Got me down here timely and got me down here at a really low cost on very short notice. So I appreciate Spirit Airlines for getting us down here. The NASGW show will be doing a lot of business inside the show for the next couple of days, and I'm going to let it unfold. I have no idea what or who I'm going to be bringing to you. I know what work I have to get accomplished, and hopefully we can bring some folks to you as we work down here at the show itself. This, of course, is the National Association of Sporting Goods Wholesalers Show, where a lot of business is transacted this year, of course, in Orlando, Florida. More on that later as the week progresses. Let me go back to yesterday's broadcast. Yesterday, when I closed out the show, I had a breaking release for you. And that was the news release from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a member of the Board of Directors, and also the Second Amendment Foundation. Judge says Edmonds, Washington safe storage rule violates preemption law in Second Amendment Foundation NRA suit. And I covered that with you briefly yesterday as that news broke across my desk as we were on the air in the GunBroker.com studios with you. So let me briefly go over that. And then I've got a very disturbing piece about gun confiscation in the state of Florida, fitting because I'm here today. And when I go through the piece in Florida about Florida with you, I think you'll know why I wanted to cover it when I get to the end of it. So let's start with the Snohomish County, Washington Superior Court judge recapping from yesterday, has ruled that a 2018 passed ordinance in the city of Edmonds requiring so-called safe storage of firearms. That means you have to lock your guns up or you're a criminal. The judge has ruled that that impermissibly regulates firearms in violation of Washington's 36-year-old state preemption law. Now, a state preemption law says, in a nutshell, you local municipalities cannot do what you want to do. The state legislature controls firearms law and legislation, period. Now, imagine, I want you to walk with me here. Grab my hand. Imagine if you were maneuvering from whatever state you happen to live in, from one corner in the southeast corner, maybe heading up to the northwest corner. Every single village, every single township you stop through, every single county, if the progressive left gun grabber socialist has their way, each of those individual towns would be able to regulate firearms however they see fit. Maybe they don't want guns in restaurants. Maybe they don't want guns in parks. Maybe you're not allowed to have a gun at a gas station. You would have no way of knowing. Inevitably, you would be committing whatever they decried that law to be. Maybe it was a misdemeanor. Maybe they declare it a felony as you maneuvered from point A to point B throughout the state. Obviously, we can't allow that to happen. That's why we have what are called preemption laws. And in a lawsuit filed by the Second Amendment Foundation against Snohomish County in Washington, and I hope I'm saying that right, Snohomish County, I guess that is, Superior Court judge ruled that the 2018 passed ordinance, which was in violation of the state law, the judge found that safe storage law was, in fact, a violation of Washington's 36-year-old state preemption law. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, Judge Anita Faris handed down that ruling, which possibly, according to the press release, sets the stage for a state Supreme Court showdown. Oh, indeed, it does, because in a separate case that was also filed by Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation and joined also by the National Rifle Association against the city of Seattle in neighboring King County, a different judge ruled the opposite way from the judge in yesterday's ruling. So that's going to set up, no doubt, a case that's going to head to the state Supreme Court in Washington. There's no doubt about it. That particular case in Seattle, the SAF and NRA have now brought before the State Court of Appeals. Allen's comments from yesterday were, we're encouraged by the judge's ruling. Judge Faris's ruling confirms what we've argued all along, that under the state preemption law, first adopted in 1983 and strengthened in 1985, the legislature has sole authority over firearms regulation in the state. Now, stopping there with Allen's quote, if you understand exactly what I just explained to you a couple moments ago, that's why it's so important. This has to be going to a higher court. We've got to get a definitive ruling on that. The judge also denied the city's request in the SAF NRA summary judgment victory to stay this decision. I didn't get a chance to tell you yesterday until it can be appealed. Gottlieb noted that Judge Ferris was having none of it. The judge explained that part of the stay test requires showing a reasonable probability of success on the merits, and the judge saw no possibility of success for the city on appeal. She described it as, and I quote, not even a close call. Not even a close call. Let me explain to you what I just said to you means. The losing party here in this particular case wanted the decision stayed until they could appeal it. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Just keep it stayed so we can go appeal. And the judge said, absolutely not. Because in order for me to do that, there has to be a strong possibility that you are going to win this case on the merits. And there is no chance, the judge said, that you will win this case. And she described it again, I chuckle as I say it, as not even a close call. Michael Bloomberg's group, and this is a quote from Alan Gottlieb, Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group has been supporting similar restrictive local laws all over the country. This victory will help stop this across the country. Preemption uniformity was a good idea in the 1980s, and it is still the most common sense way to deal with firearms regulation. What is the law in one part of a state should be the law in all parts of that state. Now, under the judge's ruling in this case, listener, pending an appeal, a permanent injunction will take effect against the Edmund storage ordinance, and if an appeal is unsuccessful, that requirement must be repealed. So we've got a good ruling out of the state of Washington. We've got the other one that didn't go our way in King County. This does, in fact, set up a Supreme Court showdown in the state of Washington. We'll let you know how this goes. However, Washington Supreme Court has ruled against its own state constitution in the past. So we really have no idea what will happen. We know what should happen, but we will keep this, we'll keep monitoring this for you. Why? Because wherever you happen to live, this can set a precedent that has ramifications across the country. If you live in a liberal enclave, you know, and I'm down here in Florida. I remember breaking the news 10 years ago, when Lee County, for example, was trying to outlaw guns in its parks in violation of Florida state preemption statutes. Florida Carry and a number of other organizations marched through, and that's in fact how Florida Carry became Florida Carry. They began marching across the state, suing these municipalities into compliance with state law. So I personally am very hopeful that Washington's will be a success. It looks that way, and Mr. Gottlieb is hopeful. When Mr. Gottlieb is hopeful, you're hopeful. When Mr. Gottlieb is hopeful, you're hopeful. Let me repeat that. When Mr. Gottlieb is happy, you're happy. If Mr. Gottlieb is unhappy, you're unhappy. That's the way it goes when we're talking about the most powerful man in the pro-rights movement today on earth, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. And we'll hear more from him, hopefully, this coming weekend. I'm going to head into the next segment talking with you a little bit about if you remember listening to the show last week, let me back up here just a bit. Lee the Gunwriter Williams from the Sarasota Herald Tribune, if you recall, we spoke with Lee last week. Every time we speak with Lee, the subject of red flag laws comes up. Now, I'm going to ask you to work with me here. There's always a method to my madness. Remember what we said, or what I should say, what Alan Gottlieb said in the press release. Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group has been supporting similar restrictive local laws all over the country. Remember that. Who is Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group? Every Town for Gun Safety is Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group. And when we go into this next, when I tell you a little bit about it, once we get started here, and I'm going to get into it, begin to get into it now, we'll carry it through the next segment, the red flags. If you didn't hear Lee the Gunwriter Williams last week on the program, what we discussed briefly was thousands of firearms cases, thousands of ERPOs, red flag laws, have taken effect across the state of Florida. Thousands upon thousands of guns have been seized. Does that mean that thousands upon thousands of murders have been stopped? Does that mean if ERPO wasn't in effect, that Florida would have seen 18,000 murders or 2,100 murders, however many, equivalent to the number of ERPOs that have been issued? Hardly. We can look at the Uniform Crime Report statistics from the FBI and make that determination that that would be ludicrous. But because this continues to make news, and because I just told you that Michael Bloomberg's lobbying group continues to try to defy state law across the country, I'm going to take you through this piece. Dangerous but Disarmed, How Florida Has Confiscated Thousands of Guns. So we're going to get a little bit deeper into what I spoke with Lee the Gun Writer Williams about last week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios. But kind of befitting, because I'm in the state of Florida today, 17 states across the country have these red flag laws. Yours may be one of them. If not, Bloomberg's lobbying group wants to see to what it is. When I come back, I'm going to go into some depth here as to what's happening. And when I get done, you will see the method to my madness. Don't go away. We'll be right back in the GunBroker.com studios from Florida.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Segment 2 from the NASGW, National Association of Sporting Good Wholesalers. We're down here at the Gaylord Palms in beautiful Orlando, Florida. If you've never been to this hotel and this convention center, it's absolutely beautiful. Boy, would I love to see SHOT Show back in Orlando instead of Vegas. Yeah, I know it's not going to happen, but it's wishful thinking. It's not big enough here anymore. It's just not big enough. But nonetheless, I have to digress. A couple house cleaning items. The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway. The first hour next – well, not next week. Well, I guess it is. Sunday is next week. So this coming Sunday is technically next week. On the Sunday MonsterCast, I'll be giving away the gun range bag from GunBroker.com, filled with close to $700 worth of goodies right now. That's including the range bag at about $80 itself. An Emerson knife. Ernie Emerson is going to be on the show next week. John Lott is going to be on the show. There's a Defender coffee bag in there. There's a Growing Wild Armed book. Crossbreed Holsters has got us covered with a CCW pack in there. So a lot going on. Real simple to get involved. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You'll see the post. Share it and like it. If you don't do social media, mad props to you. Simply head over to my email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. In the subject line, put range bag. Make sure I have your full name, and I'll get in touch with you if you win by email. Someone at the company will get in touch with you by email to let you know that you've won. So it's a big range bag giveaway. Good luck with that. I wish you the best. I truly do wish you the best. Okay. Boy, I did say that Ernie Emerson was going to be here next week. Did I say that? I did? I've got people sitting around me right now. Ernie Emerson. You know, Ernie Emerson is probably the single coolest. I can't say what I want to say about Ernie Emerson, and I'm being laughed at over here, but that's okay. Emerson is a satellite radio moment. His knives are famous in the worst places. Okay? Emerson wrote the book on that stuff. Let's not miss it. I love talking to Ernie. See, he gets me off track. All right, let me go back to Dangerous but Disarmed, how Florida has confiscated thousands of guns. Remember what we talked about in the previous segment, and we mentioned to you that the Bloombergians group has been trying to do certain things in violation of state law across the country. They've been trying to do it for years. Is it a shock to anybody at this table that Bloomberg's organizations couldn't care less about state law and try to enact their own laws and work their way around? Does that shock anybody here? The answer to that is no, it does not. So let's segue over to Florida now real quick. Dangerous but Disarmed, how Florida has confiscated thousands of guns. As I mentioned before, we spoke with Lee the Gunwriter Williams about this last week. Red flag law aims to keep people with violent instincts, mental disorders, from accessing weapons. Now, when you walk into a courtroom and a red flag ERPO has been issued by whoever issued it, and it gets in front of a judge, what do you think the judge is going to do? The judge is always 100% of the time going to err on the side of caution. It would be an exception to the rule if the judge did not err on the side of caution, because the judge has to take seriously the charge before them. No judge wants to be sitting on the bench and become that judge that lets someone go who later walked into a mall and slaughtered 30 people. So the judge will always err on the side of caution. Don't blame the judges here. Don't blame the judges. Don't blame who, blame what. Well, maybe you stopped a mass murder. Maybe you did, maybe you did not. What we're talking about here is how ripe these laws are for abuse and stand our Constitution on its head by wiping out any semblance of due process whatsoever. That's what concerns us about this. Now, this piece here in the Tampa Times talks about a number of different cases and issues. I'm not going to go into any of those. I'm simply going to let you know that there have been, from what we understand now, and I'm going to give you some numbers here. We talked about it with Lee last week. The law signed 6 weeks later, since then, through August of 2019, just 2 months ago, 2,654 people in Florida have been ordered to turn over their guns and ammunition and banned from having any more for up to a year. No one, according to this, appears to be keeping statewide count of how many guns have been collected. So out of that 2,654 people, how many guns were taken? The number of weapons varies per person. Mike Schmidt, an attorney for the Tampa Police Department, said, and I quote, "It's either one or a ton." what's a ton of guns? I have a ton of guns. But that's subjective, isn't it? How many times have we seen newspaper articles or internet pieces or news pieces, quote, fake news pieces, if you will, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, MSDNC, where they say an arsenal has been secured, and it consists of two rifles and a handgun and a BB gun. To someone on the progressive left who doesn't understand guns, that's an arsenal. So this is a subjective number. He goes on to say that they've seen as many as 85 guns at once and as many as one, or as few as one. But they, when multiplying it out by the number of orders in Florida, the estimate is it could mean more than 18,000 firearms have been collected from individuals who have been issued ERPO orders. Why is this important? In Pinellas County alone, as we were talking about with Lee Williams, 791 guns and nearly 147,000 rounds of ammunition were amassed through September. Don't you love the way the media's descriptive terms, amassed? I'm surprised we haven't seen the word arsenal. Hillsborough County, just down the road from us here, including the city of Tampa, gathered 312 guns and ammunition, also numbering in the thousands. Take a listen to this. And I want to quote from the piece. More than half of mass shooters showed signs beforehand, according to the national nonprofit Every Town for Gun Safety. The national nonprofit Every Town for Gun Safety. Do I need to take you back to the press release? I think I do need to take you back to the press release. Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group has been supporting similar restrictive local laws all over the country. This victory will help stop this across the country. Let me go back to how Florida is using their ERPO laws. More than half of mass shooters showed signs beforehand, according to the national nonprofit Every Town for Gun Safety. So a spokesperson for Every Town for Gun Safety points to the aftermath of those tragedies when people who knew the gunman talk about how he was a ticking time bomb. Now the judge said authorities are trying to intercede before something really bad happens. I'm not going to blame the judge. If I were the judge, I would probably be forced to do the same thing. However, I would do something a little bit different. And I don't know that there's anything. Maybe it's the state law. I don't know. I'd like to find the answer to this out. It may vary from state to state if you're in one of the 17 states that have these laws in place. I'd like to see a judge say, well, you know what? Let's go back to the outlaw Josie Wales when he meets Ten Bears, the chief on the horse. Remember that scene? Right? He says, I am Ten Bears. When he introduces himself, and Ten Bears says, there is iron in your words of life and iron in your words of death for all Comanche to see. Maybe that's what a judge ought to say. A judge ought to say, you know what? There's iron in this accusation. So do me a favor. Go get the individual who's being accused by you and bring him before me. And let's make a decision here, and let's talk to him before I destroy his constitutional rights and issue an order civilly that takes his personal property without any criminal charges and no means to defend himself because he hasn't been charged with the crime. You think about that. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how Every Town for Gun Safety views what we're talking about with three simple words. Then we'll move on. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studio, segment three. Here we go from Orlando, Florida. Beautiful Orlando, Florida. Still very hot Orlando, Florida. I love it down here, and I miss home. I really do miss home. Let me go back to, because I, when I, the method to my madness here, we were just talking about the Florida ERPO situation. If you recall, we spoke to Lee the Gunwriter Williams about that last week. I mentioned to you intentionally of my, and I, let me just go back and give you this, these quotes. It's important. Michael Bloomberg's gun control lobbying group has been supporting similar restrictive local laws all over the country. The reason that's important is not because what they're, what Alan Gottlieb is talking about is in any way similar to what I'm talking about. It's the fact that it's the same organization we're talking about that in one side has been trying to literally defy state law across the country with the preemption laws by ignoring them and trying to legislate around the state law, and they get hauled into court and they lose every single time, as they did in Washington with the Snohomish County case. In addition to that, we move over to Florida. It's also Every Town for Gun Safety is now being referred to as a, what, nonprofit organization, when it's the nation's number one most well-funded anti-gun group in the country that is trying to legislate around state laws or get around state legislatures by defying the law. So over here you've got it being described as a nonprofit. Over here I'm telling you exactly what it is. It is a gun-grabber, confiscatory organization funded by Michael Bloomberg. And I have to slow down because you understand where I'm going with this. You, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Which one is it? You know which one it is. But here's the kicker. when we talk to you about universal background checks, name me one time a universal background check would have stopped any crime. It wouldn't. But what do we always hear when someone is confronted with that? We move over to back to Every Town for Gun Safety, back over to what we were talking about in Florida's ERPOs, Every Town for Gun Safety. The key that we hear is it's a start. It might not do anything, but it's a what? It's a start. And what did we wind up the article with on Tampa Bay Times referencing ERPOs? It's a start. To Every Town for Gun Safety, taking nearly 18,000 guns, and they don't know how many it is. The article itself said they could be amassed up to 18,000 guns. It could be more. We only know how many ERPOs have been served, and it's just under 3,000 at 2,700 and change. If they took my guns, they're taking a lot more than one. They're taking less than 100, but they're taking more than one, and we don't know what that number is. So if we just do some basic math and make some assumptions that there are, in many cases, and average that out based on what we were told by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, what do we know? Thousands upon thousands of firearms. At least 2,746 firearms have been taken, and probably triple that, if not far more than that, depending on how many guns the individual whose guns were confiscated gave up by force. Thousands upon thousands of firearms. And to Every Town for Gun Safety, referred to by the Tampa Bay Times as a nonprofit organization, that is a start. My question to you is, what's a start? It's a start of what? Civilian disarmament and using red flag laws to do it. Don't think red flag laws will be abused. That's going to come out in time. We don't know anything about the 2,746 individuals who were approached with red flag laws. We don't know how many were Baker acted. We don't know what led to what, but we're going to continue to keep an eye on this. We already know in more than one situation, individual has been killed. These laws are ripe for abuse. They're not going to tell us when they've been abused. They don't want us to know, but we're going to continue to follow it. These are important stories, and I hope you're paying attention. On the nonprofit front, would I be surprising you if I told you that Gabby Gifford's group begins a massive push to back anti-gun candidates in 2020? Would that surprise you in any way, shape, or form? Of course not. Take a listen to this. The gun control organization founded by gun violence survivor and former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords is sinking nearly $200,000 into digital ads starting Monday. That means yesterday. In three key Super Tuesday states, Minnesota, Texas, and Colorado. Let's take a look at those. Minnesota, Texas, and Colorado. They're going to be bombarding the airwaves with digital ads starting Monday in those three states, Minnesota, Texas, and Colorado. I don't know how that's going to shake out. Minnesota, very, very close to flipping red. Very close to flipping red. Colorado, fairly blue. Texas, as much as I hate to say this, the demographics in Texas are changing. While still a deep red state, it is getting purpler. Is purpler a word? It is now because I said purpler. We can make up our own words here for fun. So we'll keep an eye on those. The ads feature eight presidential candidates. This is why I want to bring this to you. Eight presidential candidates. Remember who's funding this? The nonprofit Gabby Giffords organization. Maybe the nonprofit Every Town for Gun Safety. That's what the press likes to refer to these people as. Get this, eight presidential candidates, Biden, Warren, Sanders, and more, speaking directly to the camera about their plans to do what? Curb the gun violence epidemic, which we have proven to you on this show last week and the week before when you look at the Uniform Crime Report statistics from the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. If you look at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, take a look at those numbers, the UCR report. You'll see there is no such thing as a gun violence epidemic. Violent crime in America has been dropping steadily for decades. We are not anywhere near the top of the gun violence epidemic in the world that they would have us believe. But this is the way a narrative is created. This is the way they form it. And they just go with laser focus on it. And guess what happens? Joseph Goebbels is right. If you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. That's what they're dependent on here, is for you to believe the lie over and over and over again. Again, The short videos are going to have each candidate speaking personally about how gun violence has impacted their role as a public servant or, quoting, shaped their public policy-making process. These ads are going to run on YouTube and Facebook. Don't laugh at that. Millions and millions and millions of your fellow Americans in those respective states are going to see these ads. Millions. And that crowd is going to be more than likely younger than the demographic audience of this program. So it's going to be extremely important when you see these ads or know someone who has seen them that you speak about it and tell the truth about what you are hearing and what they're hearing. Here I want to quote, "We want to do via our Gun Safety President campaign." Let me rephrase that. This is a quote from Giffords. "What we want to do via our Gun Safety President campaign is put these candidates directly in front of the gun safety voters and let them decide for themselves." That's from Peter Ambler. He's the executive director of the organization. "Across the country at kitchen tables, people are talking about keeping their community safe, keeping their kids safe, not impeachment." And you know what? He's right about that. Nobody's talking about impeachment. The pundits are talking about impeachment. The crazy leftist wacko news organizations, MSDNC, CNN, are talking about impeachment. ABC, NBC, CBS, and the rest of the alphabet soup media are talking about impeachment. People sitting around their tables are not. And it's up to you when you're sitting around your table to change and flip this narrative and tell the truth. Let's go back and listen to that statement one more time. "What we want to do via our Gun Safety President campaign." What does Gun Safety President campaign mean? Do you mean to tell me that Gabby Giffords has got gun safety courses? Are they teaching gun safety classes? I can't find them. The National Rifle Association has dozens of them. Thousands of them running throughout the day through certified instructors. True gun safety instructive classes. Teaching children through the Eddie Eagle program how to if they see a firearm, stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. Again, we refer to back to the hijacked language. "What we want to do via our Gun Safety President campaign is put these candidates directly in front of the gun safety voters." What is a gun safety voter? Can you tell me what a gun safety voter is? I don't think they can tell you what a gun safety voter is. Again, hijacked language. And let the voters, what Peter Ambler is telling you, decide for themselves. Peter, the voters are going to decide for themselves. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from Orlando, Florida, the Gaylord Palms. This place is gorgeous. If you've never been down here, come down here. Now, Gaylord Palms, I've never been in this hotel before. I've been by it a million times, but it is absolutely beautiful. It's a village inside the hotel. You actually want a room facing into the courtyard. You don't want a room facing outside. You want a room facing inside. You've got gardens and waterfalls and archways and different shops, and it's absolutely beautiful. This place could hold its own in Vegas, quite frankly. It's that type of place, but it's in Orlando, which makes it a lot better because it doesn't reek of cigarette smoke and stench and everything else. It actually smells good, and it's got lots of really nice palm trees. So if you get a chance, come on down and believe me, I just say that because it's beautiful. The sponsors of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense are so important to what we do here. Believe me, Second Amendment Foundation, GunBroker.com, Vault Pro, Lead Slinger Whiskey. You heard Brad on more than one occasion over this past week. He's fantastic. We're going to be doing a lot with Lead Slinger Whiskey, so stay tuned. And, of course, Defender Coffee, which I don't have with me right now today. In fact, I'll tell you a funny Starbucks story. There was a Starbucks at the hotel I'm staying at, and I realized I didn't have any money in my little Starbucks card, and if you use it, you get points and you get free coffee. Well, I was the only place I could go to get a cup of coffee this morning, and I went in and I said, oh, I don't have any money, so I put $25 in it, and the woman says behind the Starbucks counter, she says, we're not really a real Starbucks. We just serve Starbucks coffee, so I'm sorry, we can't use your card. So I spent $25 on my card over there, and I couldn't even use it. That's what I get for not bringing Defender Coffee with me, gosh darn it. Nevertheless, whenever you drink Defender Coffee, you support the Second Amendment because the profits go to the gun rights organization of your choice. Let me take you now, Ammoland.com. I've got to mention this. There's a giveaway coming up next week. It's going to be announced in about 8 or 9 days. Ammoland.com/AAR. Ammoland.com/AAR. You don't want to miss this. The last one last month, they gave away a 55-gallon drum filled with ammo. Can you imagine getting that thing forklifted into your garage? That's exactly what it would take. So when I'm telling you about a really cool gift, ammoland.com/AAR, you want to take advantage of this. Our giveaway on the gunbroker.com range bag is awesome. Imagine getting that too. Wow, that'd be phenomenal. Now, I do know what their giveaway is over at ammoland.com, and you can check it out at ammoland.com/AAR. But make no mistake, if you, again, want to get involved with our giveaway at the gunbroker.com range bag, which is absolutely awesome, getting close to $1,000 on this thing, facebook.com/armedamericanradio, or you can email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and put range bag in there. And I am getting hundreds. I've lost count. So keep them coming. Every single one that comes in gets thrown in the automatic generator hopper. And good luck to you. Good luck to you, to each and every one of you. Sheriff Israel, remember this lunatic? Do you remember Sheriff Israel? Sheriff Israel, of course, being the moron that controlled the Broward County Sheriff's Office during the Parkland debacle down there, and whose force had contact with the murderer, Nicholas Cruz, on over 30 occasions over the years, which is astonishing when you think about it. But he was suspended and removed from office by the governor in the state of Florida not long after Ron DeSantis took office. It was one of his first official acts, if I'm not mistaken, was removing this lunatic leftist progressive wacko who allowed Nicholas Cruz and whose training regimen was terrible. And I mean, we can lay a lot of blame here, but suffice to say, the Broward County Sheriff's Office under Scott Israel refused to take any responsibility from the top. And that's pretty sickening. And he was removed. And the Rules Committee yesterday, I can tell you, voted to uphold. Because this guy, the audacity of this guy, trying to get his job back, the Senate committee upheld Sheriff Scott Israel's suspension yesterday. So Sheriff Scott Israel is finished, and that's what he ought to be. And he ought to be sued. I don't know what else is going to happen. But Florida Senate, Breitbart News was reporting that Florida Senate would consider possible reinstatement of Israel during a special session. The session began Monday, and of course they did not. Andrew Pollack, father of shooting victim Meadow Pollack, responded to the vote by tweeting, and here's what Andrew Pollack said. Justice and accountability came together today with the Florida Senate upholding former Sheriff Israel's suspension. Disappointing to see not one Democrat voted to put public safety over party. The Democrats, 100% of them, put partisan politics and actually refused to. You've got to wonder what kind of country we live in when we see this party attempting, as we talked about in the first segment. It's all Democrats doing this, folks. I know you don't want, if you're a Democrat gun owner, I sleep well at night. I don't have to worry about it. And if you're a Democrat gun owner, good for you. But don't tell me you're a gun rights activist when you're pulling the lever for these people. You're not. You're a Democrat who loves your guns. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that means you're fixable. If I could sit down with you long enough, I could fix you. But it's up to you to fix your party. I don't know what to tell you at this stage of the game. Not one Democrat voted to put public safety over party. And here's what he had to say. You are a disgrace. You are a disgrace. The Democrats actually wanted to see him reinstated. Partisan politics. Absolutely incredible. Want to talk about partisan politics? How about Michael Moore? It's hard not to talk about it. I don't even like talking about Michael Moore. I don't even like looking at Michael Moore. But here's what he said that's so dopey. And we're going to have fun with it as we close out the show. Michael Moore is pushing for more gun control. Did you know that? Got people sitting at the table with me. You didn't know that. Michael Moore's pushing for more gun control. You know what he said? He said America's founders couldn't have foreseen 100-round magazines. So therefore, we should be. And he goes on to say, get this, he goes on to state, because Michael Moore is an expert in everything ballistic. Michael Moore, he doesn't believe he's ballistically challenged. When our founding fathers, this is what Michael Moore said. He said, and I quote him, when our founding fathers wrote the Second Amendment to the Constitution, the bullet hadn't been invented yet. You think about that. What's that amendment really say? The bullet wasn't invented. The bullet for the six-shooter by Samuel Colt till the 1830s. This is 40-plus years after they wrote the Second Amendment. Back then, they just had muskets and a little ball and some gunpowder. It took about a minute and a half to reload. They had no idea where they were going to end up with magazine clips that contained 100 bullets, semi-automatic weapons, etc. Now, you tell that to the millions of people who were killed with firearms long before Michael Moore's description of a bullet was invented, because a bullet is a projectile. The same thing that came out of a musket, by the way, is a projectile that killed I don't know how many people during the Revolutionary War. Do we even want to mention the casualties during the Civil War in this country? So Michael Moore is just a flat-out idiot. He's a bumbling moron, but it gets better. Because Michael Moore failed to mention that the Founding Fathers also couldn't have foreseen the digital formats in which his movies come out and his YouTubes and the platforms that he uses to say these dopey, stupid things. He doesn't understand that the printing press was the only... Does Michael Moore write his screenplays on a and put them on a printing press? What do you call that? With the what's that? What do you call it? The original printing presses where you had to put the blocks in? I actually had to learn that when I was a kid. So we had to set the type up when I was a kid, and I'm not that old. But Michael Moore, I guess, doesn't consider the internet. So his free speech rights, they could have never foreseen this. Michael Moore's an idiot, but it's fun to cover that stuff for that very reason, because he's an idiot, and it's fun to talk about. All right, here's the deal. I hope you enjoyed the program today. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing with you tomorrow. My schedule is going to be extremely hectic, so understand that. But we're going to bring you some great content. You never know who's going to get on the microphone here. We've got a couple mics. We'll see what happens. I'm pretty certain Rob Pincus is going to be able to join us at some point. He is in town. At this stage of the game, I'm going to call today's show quits, and here's what I'm going to leave you with. Tomorrow from Orlando, as we walk the floor, anybody cool and anything interesting and anything fun I can find, I'm going to bring to you here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios. Remember, I spoke with Ernie Emerson. He's going to be on the Monster program coming up this week. John Lott is going to be on the program coming up this week. Alan Gottlieb will be on the program. A.W.R. Hawkins will be on the program. Who knows how else? A number one class radio coming up this weekend. So I'm going to leave you today with Carry On, Carry Often, Carry Absolutely Everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow from beautiful Orlando, Florida.